JT did it again.
This is On Air with JT. Join JT, visionary and host, for a 420 friendly improv and variety talk show featuring pop culture, news, interviews, debates, and the home of the famous JT Rants. Here, mental health awareness is at the forefront, with JT on a mission to inspire and spread mental health awareness. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. You can stay up to date and get in touch by heading to onairwithjt.com. To contact the show directly or for business inquiries, use onairwithjt@gmail.com.
On Air with JT, hosted by JT and Maddie. On Air with JT.
Listen to On Air with JT on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. Go to onairwithjt.com. If you are a business owner, brand, company, or anyone selling a product and you want to advertise on this podcast, email the show directly at onairwithjt@gmail.com. We are offering extremely low rates for a limited time. Once again, email the show at onairwithjt@gmail.com.
JT did it again.
JT here.
JT did it again.
This is On Air with JT. Join JT, visionary and host, for a 420 friendly improv and variety talk show featuring pop culture, news, interviews, debates, and the home of the famous JT Rants. Here, mental health awareness is at the forefront, with JT on a mission to inspire and spread mental health awareness. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. You can stay up to date and get in touch by heading to onairwithjt.com. To contact the show directly or for business inquiries, use onairwithjt@gmail.com.
On Air with JT, hosted by JT and Maddie. On Air with JT.
Listen to On Air with JT on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. Go to onairwithjt.com. If you are a business owner, brand, company, or anyone selling a product and you want to advertise on this podcast, email the show directly at onairwithjt@gmail.com. We are offering extremely low rates for a limited time. Once again, email the show at onairwithjt@gmail.com.
JT did it again.
JT here. If you smoke blunts or joints, you probably don't realize how much time you actually spend rolling. Sure, one joint here or one blunt here might not seem like a lot at face value, but if you added up all that time that you spent rolling, even within a week span, I think you'd be pretty surprised on how much time you wasted when you can actually apply the time doing the things you actually love doing. The solution? More smoking, less rolling. With a Canagar that burns longer, instead of rolling four joints back to back next time you're with your friends, make a Canagar and burn just as long, if not longer. Even in the smallest size that holds 1 to 2 grams, you're gonna still get more out of that gram to a Canagar as opposed if you rolled it in a regular blunt or a joint, since it burns way longer, so you can fully enjoy each gram. So how does it work? Good question. The bud is compressed into the mold with the skewer placed in the middle for the airflow. Since the herbs is lightly compressed, it leaves less space for the air pockets in your roll, hence a slower burn, since fire needs air to move quicker. I personally love using my Canagar. I smoke one in the morning and at night. Honestly, I highly recommend it. PurpleRollSupply.com. You know what they say, a Canagar a day keeps the doctor away. Get your Canagar today at PurpleRollSupply.com, and if you use my promo code, you will receive 20% off. Yes, 20% off. So use promo code JT20 at PurpleRollSupply.com. That's PurpleRollSupply.com. PurpleRollSupply.com. Use promo code JT20 for 20% off. JT approved.
This is On Air with JT. Join JT, visionary and host for a 420 friendly improv and variety talk show featuring pop culture, news, interviews, debates, and the home of the famous JT Rants. Here, mental health awareness is at the forefront, with JT on a mission to inspire and spread mental health awareness. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. You can stay up to date and get in touch by heading to onairwithjt.com. To contact the show directly or for business inquiries, use onairwithjt@gmail.com.
JT did it again. Have a great day the JT way. JT did it again.
How's it going, everybody? You are listening to On Air with JT. My name is Justin Thomas, and thank you so much for listening to a brand new episode and interview. I have a special guest on the phone, someone who I've actually really looked up to for so many years, and it's honestly a privilege to have a conversation with Mr. Clinton Sparks. How are you doing today, Clinton?
I'm doing good. Thank you for that great introduction.
Of course. You're from Boston, but I didn't know that you lived in Hyde Park.
Yeah, I grew up in Dorchester, and then around 12 years old, 12 or 13, I moved to Hyde Park.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. Yeah, I was born and raised in Hyde Park, and, you know, it's an honor to have a conversation with you again. And, you know, it's funny just because what I've realized, and I don't want to get into it too much, but, and I'm sure you know, there's a problem with the music scene, I feel like, in Boston. I mean, because we look back and, like, there's been no Drake, there's been no Lil Wayne, there hasn't been a megastar to really come out of the city. And I've managed a few artists throughout the years, obviously not on, you know, a major scale, but I've, you know, been around, you know, the music scene. And it just, even till this day, Clinton, you know, from what I'm seeing, and obviously there's a lot of talent that comes out of Boston. I mean, shout out to, you know, Stiz, Joyner, Bia, Koi, you know, everyone's doing their thing. But I personally feel, and this is just my personal viewpoint, why there's no one to really get to that, you know, ultimate superstardom level is just because everyone is just kind of, it has that Boston mentality of, like, you know, just because there hasn't been that Drake, so, like, everyone's just trying to get to that number one spot. So, and everyone has that, you know, the Boston mentality with, you know, like, kind of just F you, like, get out of my way, like. And it's kind of like the opposite of Atlanta from what I've, like, kind of witnessed, where, or New York, where people are trying to put each other on. And I feel like that's a problem with, like, the Boston music scene and why there hasn't been. And then, you know, even when people do get success, and then, you know, that's a whole nother debate about, you know, whether they can maintain it. And I'm just talking about in terms of, like, rappers or, like, singers, not even, like, just. And obviously there's tons of actors and things like that, but I just haven't seen personally, you know, I just see this mentality of just, like, you know, I want the spotlight, and it's just the complete opposite of Atlanta. And I just feel like artists and performers and creators, we need to come together and collaborate more and put each other on. And, you know, yes, it's cool to have, you know, your 15 minutes and have success. I want to see everybody win. And I just feel like it's one thing that Boston lacks. And I was just wondering if you had any comments or any, like, things you thought about that.
Well, my first thought is, like, holy shit, that was a lengthy question.
I'm sorry.
my second thought is, there's a lot of cities that don't have a Drake because there's only one Drake.
Yeah.
And then thirdly, I'm not sure of the Boston mentality that you're referring to. And fourth, there is a lot of great talent in Boston. There has been a lot of great talent in Boston. And if you're comparing it or trying to size it next to a Drake, that would be the wrong way to look at it. Because like I said, there's many cities around the world that do not have a Drake.
Yeah.
But you named a bunch of people that are doing a lot for Boston, and, you know, like, dude, like, just having those three or four right now, there's a lot of cities that don't have those three or four names that you just said.
No, you have a good point. You know what I mean? Good point.
So when you have, like, a Joyner and a Bia and a Millie's and Koi and, You know, there's so many people like coming out. I mean, just that alone is like, how many cities have four people that are recognized names around the country?
I forgot to mention Millie's, and it's crazy to see his. I remember, you know, 2011, 2012, just mixtapes, and to see, you know, how far he's come is, you know, really incredible. So,
I mean, I knew Millie's was a special talent back then because I shot a video for one of my songs, and I was like, I got to get that kid to act in my video. Wow. Because I just knew that he was dope. So if you look back, if you can find it on the internet anymore, I know it was taken down, but you know, Millie's will attest to it too. Like, this is, you know, 2012, I think it was, or 11. And you know, I put him in my video because I knew, but like, that's my job to know and see who's hot and see what's going on and forecast who's putting in the work. And, you know, I think one of the problems that a lot of people have is that they feel in their own mind that they're worthy of having the success and the recognition that somebody else, because in their mind, mm-hmm. they're just as good, if not better, than somebody else that is getting the shine that they feel they deserve, they should have as well. The problem is that they don't recognize or understand mm-hmm. the work that the other person is doing behind the scenes. So the most artists will be like, well, I'm in the studio every day, I'm doing this, my shit is hotter, da 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 da. And they compare themselves to somebody else mm-hmm. instead of just building a plan for themselves of how they're going to be able to be successful and dominate doing what they do despite what somebody else is doing. So totally that's agree. that applies to Boston or anywhere else. I mean, when I was coming up in Boston, I didn't compare myself to a Chubby Chubb or to a Roy Barboza or to any other DJs that were coming up. Like, yeah. First of all, they were my friends, and I wanted them to win too.
Exactly.
So like, I didn't compare or try to compete with them. In fact, you can ask them both or anybody else. I was the guy that tried to support and uplift everybody else.
Yeah.
And they'll probably admit now, like, yeah, I should have listened to Clinton more. He used to try to help me do doper shit, but I didn't see it. And then when he did it to himself, I finally was able to see it. So like, if you don't worry about competing or what somebody else has that you don't have, like, that's a super weight and burden that you put on yourself that's only preventing or prohibiting you for being able to fly as high as you possibly can. You should just celebrate and be happy for other people when they're doing well, instead of worrying about like, yo, my shit is hotter than theirs, or yo, they should be fucking putting us on, or I'll be putting on the city. And it's like, you know, at the end of the day, that inadvertently happens when you're successful and you're a good person. I don't know what people expect when someone becomes successful. Like, are they supposed to just all of a sudden now put themselves to the back burner and like care about everybody else and put everybody else on?
Yeah.
And for instance, for me, when I was coming up, like, there wasn't a lot of activity or attention on Boston. In fact, a lot of people, especially in New York, frowned on New York. And like, this wasn't my intention, but I did so much good work and laid such a trail of, like, you know, trust and positivity and outputting quality content with music and stuff, that I inadvertently made Boston become a more desirable city 100%. Because of what I, so people would start saying like, yo, Clint Sparks is in Boston. Or if you were an artist that would meet somebody outside of the city, they would be like, yo, you fuck with Clint Sparks? You know what I mean? So it's like, my job was to put a spotlight by doing great work, so that now when the spotlight's on the city, it's your turn to fucking dance. I'm not going to dance for you too. I'll do my job by doing a great job that people now, because I'm from Boston, will look at Boston in a more positive light. But I'm not going to fucking hold your hand and like make your fucking song for you. Like, it's not your time to perform and your time to do your job, so that if you're doing a good enough job and people see you because of the light I put on the city, then you're going to be noticed. If you're not getting noticed, it's not because I didn't shine the light bright enough. It's because you're probably just not fucking, it's not your time.
Yeah. You know, you can give someone opportunities, you can put them in position, you know, but what I've learned, at least in my, you know, personal career, and I totally agree with you, Clinton, is that, you know, it's ultimately ends up, you know, it's their fate, their choice at the end of the day, you know, free will. You know, you can only do so much, and you can try and put other people on and try and give people game. You know, I know that Clinton, that you were early on kind of with like the podcasting and media. And so was I. Like, I started podcasting in 2010 when I was 16. I was a sophomore in high school. I didn't even know what podcasting was when I started. Like, I called it like an internet radio talk show.
Yeah. I mean, I started podcasting in mid 2000s.
I know.
So like podcasting wasn't even a thing at the time.
I know you were so ahead of your time. And I feel like, you know, I'm sure you were trying to tell everybody like, hey, this is the future. Like, listen to me. But
that's the story of my life.
Yeah.
My whole life is like, guys, trust me, this is what's next. And like, you know, even from mixing EDM and hip hop together when nobody would listen to me, and then it became like one of the biggest formats at all these festivals, and Steve Aoki and DJ Snake and all these people doing it. But like early on, everybody would be like, bro, nobody wants to hear EDM. Like when I was on Shade 45 and I would mix like an electronic song with like D-Block, you know, even Eminem and Paul would be like, what the fuck are you doing? And, you know, Steve Aoki, I remember going to him backstage one time and I showed him and he was like, ah, oh, dude, you're doing this. I look at you to see what's hot in hip hop. And I go, this is what's going to be next that's hot in hip hop. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So whether it's music or gaming or, you know, there's so many trends or technology that, you know, that I just see. And by the way, it's not because like I'm like this super dope oracle or something. It's just because I actually give a shit and pay attention to what's going on.
I believe you're a visionary. I don't mean to cut you off, but you have set trends. You're a pioneer in the game. You have done things way before it caught on as a trend or popular. And I don't mean to cut you off, but I just had to, you know, I just want to give you your flowers, especially as someone from Boston. I just want to personally say that, like, again, I really look up to you and I'm so inspired by you, Clinton, and just all the things that you have done. Because it's not like you just have been a successful DJ and producer or an entrepreneur and all these amazing things, but like you're a great.
Don't forget father. Don't forget father,
family man, you know, but what I'm so fascinated by what I want to do with my life and my career and what I'm trying to work on is just with, how did you manage, like, whether it was like E, and then the radio, and then just like, you know, being a person, you know, TV, radio personality, then doing the DJ and producing. And then one of my favorite songs by Akon is Sorry, Put the Blame on Me. Like, I didn't know that you produced that and you helped co-write that song. That's one of my favorite Akon songs. And just because it's just so, it's filled with so much emotion and you can hear that and you can feel that. And I was just wondering, like, what was that like process like? I don't know how much you can talk about it, but just like helping and creating that song with Akon, especially just with, you know, the importance and significance behind the meaning of the song.
So I made that song in my basement in Boston. And I wrote the first verse at the time to my ex-wife. The second verse was about my mom. And the third verse was about my dad. And I was one of the first people to play Akon's Locked Up record on the radio. So we became friends and he said, if I can ever do anything for you, let me know. And I was like, I don't need anything from you. And then fast forward several years later, when I made that record, I wrote it with him in mind. And then he also was going through a time where he was being allegedly accused of, doing something that was inappropriate. So I felt the song was perfect for him. And it was perfect to accomplish the goal that I needed for him to sing the song, because I was trying to prove to Interscope Records, who wanted to sign me, what kind of album I was going to produce. So that's what ended up happening with that record. And then it debuted number 7 on Billboard. That was the first record I ever wrote and demoed. And it went straight to Akon. And then the second song I ever wrote and demoed, Beyonce recorded.
That is crazy, Clinton. That is so inspiring. Like, honestly, I'm not just like bullshitting you. Like, that's really so fucking cool. What are you currently working on, or is there anything that you can talk about? Any exciting announcements or upcoming events?
Obviously, I have books. So I have a bunch of free stuff for anybody that's trying to make it in the music industry. I've made a course with over 65 videos with some of the biggest names in the industry, given lessons on how you can succeed in the music industry. It's completely free. It's on clintonsparks.com. There's no catch or strings attached. You literally can go get my whole entire course for free, which you'd learn more on that course than you would go in a music school. And also my music books and workshop and products are all free at clintonsparks.com too. Like I said, no strings attached, just it's all free. It's all there for you to win. And then I have more new books coming out. I have new music coming out. And yeah, dude, just nonstop stuff like that. So, you know, follow me on all my socials at Clinton Sparks. My podcast is the top 20 podcast on the business charts on Apple. So you can subscribe and check out my podcast there. All the links are in my Instagram bio at Clinton Sparks. And you can see everything there. But yeah, dude, if you're trying to win and succeed, anybody that's listening, that's an independent unsigned artist, like all that stuff is there for free, man. So if you're truly serious about winning and being successful, and you're like, nobody's helping me, well, I'm fucking helping you. I put all this shit together for free. And if you don't go get it, then you ain't really looking for help. You're looking for a handout.
Exactly. It's on you. So I'm going to personally go and do that myself. So thank you for the knowledge, Clinton. And thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate the time. I really do. And I really wish you nothing but success and happiness for the remaining of 2023, especially. And I know that you're going to keep killing the game. And, you know, one day I hope that our paths meet again. And it would be great to have another conversation with you. And I, again, thank you so much, Clinton. I really appreciate it.
All right, buddy, and best of luck on your mental health journey, and I wish the best for you, man. By the way, for people that anyone listening to this, if they ever have anything to say or question anything of my coming up in Boston, I didn't know you before this, right? You just hit me on a DM,
yeah,
and you know, said you were from Boston. This is what you were trying to do, and I literally came on the show because you're from Boston, and I seen that you were someone trying to do something good with your life and in Boston, and your approach was professional and courteous and respectful. So that's why I jumped on the show. So I didn't know you. I didn't know him, if you listen to the show. So there wasn't anything that triggered this to happen other than him wanting to have me on the show, and he contacted me respectfully, and me wanting to continue to help other people, especially in Boston.
Thank you so much, Clinton, for saying that, because I really appreciate that. To be honest, you're the first person to do this from Boston. So it even means a lot to hear that from you. So appreciate that.
Well, keep going, man. I'm rooting for you.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day the JT way. JT did it again.
This is On Air with JT. Join JT, visionary and host, for a 420 friendly improv and variety talk show featuring pop culture, news, interviews, debates, and the home of the famous JT Rants. Here, mental health awareness is at the forefront, with JT on a mission to inspire and spread mental health awareness. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. You can stay up to date and get in touch by heading to onairwithjt.com. To contact the show directly or for business inquiries, use onairwithjt@gmail.com.
On Air with JT, hosted by JT and Maddie. On Air with JT.
Listen to On Air with JT on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. Go to onairwithjt.com. If you are a business owner, brand, company, or anyone selling a product and you want to advertise on this podcast, email the show directly at onairwithjt@gmail.com. We are offering extremely low rates for a limited time. Once again, email the show at onairwithjt@gmail.com.
JT did it again.
JT here.
JT did it again.
This is On Air with JT. Join JT, visionary and host, for a 420 friendly improv and variety talk show featuring pop culture, news, interviews, debates, and the home of the famous JT Rants. Here, mental health awareness is at the forefront, with JT on a mission to inspire and spread mental health awareness. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. You can stay up to date and get in touch by heading to onairwithjt.com. To contact the show directly or for business inquiries, use onairwithjt@gmail.com.
On Air with JT, hosted by JT and Maddie. On Air with JT.
Listen to On Air with JT on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. Go to onairwithjt.com. If you are a business owner, brand, company, or anyone selling a product and you want to advertise on this podcast, email the show directly at onairwithjt@gmail.com. We are offering extremely low rates for a limited time. Once again, email the show at onairwithjt@gmail.com.
JT did it again.
JT here. If you smoke blunts or joints, you probably don't realize how much time you actually spend rolling. Sure, one joint here or one blunt here might not seem like a lot at face value, but if you added up all that time that you spent rolling, even within a week span, I think you'd be pretty surprised on how much time you wasted when you can actually apply the time doing the things you actually love doing. The solution? More smoking, less rolling. With a Canagar that burns longer, instead of rolling four joints back to back next time you're with your friends, make a Canagar and burn just as long, if not longer. Even in the smallest size that holds 1 to 2 grams, you're gonna still get more out of that gram to a Canagar as opposed if you rolled it in a regular blunt or a joint, since it burns way longer. So you can fully enjoy each gram. So how does it work? Good question. The bud is compressed into the mold with the skewer placed in the middle for the airflow. Since the herbs is lightly compressed, it leaves less space for the air pockets in your roll, hence a slower burn, since fire needs air to move quicker. I personally love using my Canagar. I smoke one in the morning and at night. Honestly, I highly recommend it. PurpleRollSupply.com. You know what they say, a Canagar a day keeps the doctor away. Get your Canagar today at PurpleRollSupply.com, and if you use my promo code, you will receive 20% off. Yes, 20% off. So use promo code JT20 at PurpleRollSupply.com. That's PurpleRollSupply.com. PurpleRollSupply.com. Use promo code JT20 for 20% off. JT approved.
This is On Air with JT. Join JT, visionary and host, for a 420-friendly improv and variety talk show featuring pop culture, news, interviews, debates, and the home of the famous JT Rants. Here, mental health awareness is at the forefront, with JT on a mission to inspire and spread mental health awareness. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. You can stay up to date and get in touch by heading to onairwithjt.com. To contact the show directly or for business inquiries, use onairwithjt@gmail.com.
JT did it again. Have a great day the JT way.